难的时候明白。I'm going down this road. I'm feeling bad. Think about my house. It's raining down on me. No, darling. It's rough out here. I met a man in St. Louis.He wrote me a song. I wrote this like this, yeah. I'm going down this road. I'm feeling bad. If I don't get you, baby, I don't want nobody, yeah. No, darling, I don't want nobody.Says, I'm going down this road. I'm feeling bad. Think about my house. It's raining down on me. Somebody top drink. Just say something. I lost everything I had that night.
Take a step out. The sky is clearing and troubles so hard. Oh, no. Yes, indeed, my trembling heart. Yes, indeed, my trembling heart. Oh, no, trembling so hard. Oh, no, trembling so hard. Don't nobody know my troubles with God. Don't nobody know my troubles with God. Yes, indeed, my troubles so hard.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Ukraine's parliament has put off forming a new government for a couple of days. Ukraine's acting president says this won't happen till Thursday to allow lawmakers more time to consult. However, he has met with European Union officials to discuss possible financial assistance for Ukraine and closer ties with Europe. Russia is watching closely. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, speaking through an interpreter, says it is wrong to force Ukraine to choose between Russia and the West.
We agree with our Luxembourg partners. It's dangerous and counterproductive to try to impose a choice on Ukraine along the line that you're either with us or against us. We are interested in Ukraine being a part of the pan-European family, in all meanings of the word.
Meanwhile, ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych is still missing. The acting government has issued a warrant for his arrest in connection with last week's killings of anti-government protesters. British anti-terror police have arrested several people today. They're suspected of links to militants in the Syrian civil war. Larry Miller reports one of those arrested was once a detainee at the Guantanamo Bay base.
Three men and a woman were arrested on suspicion of facilitating terrorism overseas. Vehicles and electronic equipment were removed from the suspects' homes. Police say there was no immediate risk to public safety. One of those arrested, Mozan Beg, is also suspected of attending a terrorist training camp. Beg spent 4 years in U.S. custody, three of those at Guantanamo. The Pentagon claimed Beg was an enemy combatant and Al-Qaeda fighter and recruiter who provided funds for training camps. He was released without charge in 2005. British authorities have made a number of Syria-linked arrests in recent months. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
House Speaker John Boehner heads to the White House today for a rare private meeting with President Obama. NPR's Giles Snyder reports it's unclear what they'll discuss.
At least in the short term, no fiscal fights are on the horizon. Congress passed a two-year budget deal at the end of last year. Lawmakers have also passed a one-year extension of the debt ceiling. Aides for both President Obama and Speaker Boehner will only say the two men will discuss a broad set of topics. But the meeting comes just a week before the president will officially unveil his budget proposal. A spokesman for Boehner says the meeting was Obama's idea. It's believed to be their first private Oval Office meeting since December 2012, when the two were seeking a grand bargain that ultimately failed, although Boehner has made the trip since then in the company of other lawmakers. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A trial over Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage opens today. A lesbian couple has sued in federal court. Michigan's ban stops them from marrying and adopting each other's children. In recent weeks, federal judges have struck down same-sex marriage bans in Oklahoma, Utah, and Virginia. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. There are reports of a huge theft at a major exchange for the virtual currency Bitcoin. The theft has not been confirmed, but the currency exchange, Mt. Gox, cannot be accessed online. Reuters reports earlier this month Mt. Gox officials said they were suspending Bitcoin withdrawals after finding unusual activity. Other Bitcoin exchanges have issued statements reassuring their customers Bitcoin accounts with them are safe. Evidence of troubling side effects from a men's hormone supplement has led to a call for federal warnings. NPR's Louise Schiavone reports a public health watchdog group says labels on the products must be stronger.
Widely advertised products that claim to reverse low testosterone levels in men who are ill or aging have become extremely popular. But consumer advocacy group Public Citizen says there's evidence the products increase heart attack risks. The Food and Drug Administration says a safety review is underway. Two recent studies show higher rates of cardiovascular problems in men who use the supplements. One federally funded study of 45,000 men suggested there was double the risk of heart attacks in men 65 and older who use testosterone boosters. Public Citizen says the preparations should be packaged with FDA-ordered black box warnings advising of the risks. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
China's weather agency has raised its smog alert for northern and central China. The capital, Beijing, has been shrouded by toxic clouds for days. Authorities have ordered factories to cut or even stop production to reduce emissions. Heavy smog is expected for at least two more days. This is NPR.
We'll be right back. another TV murder. Don't wanna see another crackhead back here hooking from a blowtorch day and night. A one head black and the other one white. It could have been you, it could have been me, it could have been the end of my family. We could have been ancient history, a part of a murder jubilee. It could have been you, it could have been me, it could have been the end of my family. We could have been ancient history.
You walk tonight. empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old
corral. Mangalam bhavatu. सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for coming. We're here to celebrate the life and music of George Harrison. This is a blessed occasion for me because I can share my love of George with you. And I think most important of it all is that his wife Olivia and his son Danny can experience and witness how much we loved him through his music tonight. So thank you for coming again. At this point, I'd like to introduce one of my great heroes, the maestro Ravi Shankar.
Thank you, Eric. Dear friends, I strongly feel that George is here tonight. I mean, how can he not be here when all of us who love him so much have assembled all together to sing for him, to play music for him? I'm sure he's here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody, for making me so comfortable. Jason and Rebello. Tal Wilkenfeld on the bass. Vinny Colaiuta. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Grovel, 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 thank you. We'll be right back.
everybody. We're broadcasting out of South Kootenai Radio, out of the Creston Valley. Beautiful sunny day.